Yo, what's going on, man? It's the kid Chris D. Lofton, a.k.a. Kasan Teague on HBO's Ballers, and you are now listening to the Sleeper Wire podcast right now. Stay in tune. Listen some more, and then listen again after that. They everywhere. You're not listening to it? The Sleeper Wire podcast, HBO Ballers, August 25th, season 5.
I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need. I don't want to talk to you no more, you.
You got a lot of nerve. Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean.
All right, let's go.
Hey everybody, welcome into the Sleeper Wire Great Debate Show. I am your host, Professor Chris, and with me today, back on the Sleeper Wire Great Debate after a brief hiatus, Dirty Jobs Mike. How's it going, man?
Hey, not too bad. It's good to be back. Good to be back on the debates. I missed them.
Missed you too, man. You had all that time off because you had to move to Florida and all that good stuff.
All that good stuff, man. Yep, I'm down finally camped out here over by Tampa. Got the kids coming down here soon. Everything is looking up down here.
Fishing right in your backyard, catching gators.
Yes. Yes, not catching them yet, thank God, because I don't know what I'd do. I'd just run away. They can have it all.
Am I going to see you on that? What's that network on? Is it Animal Planet where they do the gator catching show?
Yeah.
You
won't catch me on that stuff. I'm pretty keen to the fact that they are dinosaurs that have been around since the dinosaurs. I'm like, I ain't gonna change that. We're good.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get into the show. For all of those of you listening for the first time, what we're doing here is having a debate style argument between two players. We get 2 minutes to argue for our player, 90 seconds for rebuttals, and then we finish it up with final thoughts. These are unbiased, objective, and stats-based arguments for and against these guys. And today we have two wide receivers that are, you know, going in similar ADP like we usually pick players when we're doing great debates in the summer. Going in the third round, we have Amari Cooper versus Stephon Diggs. And I've got Cooper, Mike has Diggs, and I'm going to go ahead and kick us off here. So Amari Cooper, the former fourth overall pick, has been very successful in his season so far. Starting his career in 2015, here are his overall fantasy finishes in PPR. Wide receiver 21, wide receiver 14, wide receiver 36, that was in Carr's horrible 2017 season, and wide receiver 19. He's been a wide receiver 2 in 3 of his 4 seasons, going for over 1,000 yards in 3 of the 4 seasons. Those first 3 were with the Oakland Raiders. Last season, Cooper played 6 games with the Raiders before being traded to the much better Dallas Cowboys. From week 7 through week 16, as a member of the Cowboys, Amari Cooper was the wide receiver 12. That means that with the Cowboys, in a better offense, with a better quarterback, he was a wide receiver 1. Amari Cooper has always been this week-winning type of wide receiver as well. Let's face it, I know he's been inconsistent. I'm pretty sure that might be in your argument against him. He's been inconsistent for most of his career, especially, you know, the last few years, it seems. In 2016, though, he had the 11th highest single game fantasy score. 2017, he had the second highest single game fantasy score. I think that was second to Julio Jones's like 300-yard game. And last season, he had the first overall single game fantasy score when he went 10 catches, 217 yards, and 3 touchdowns, scoring 49.7 fantasy points in PPR. That was in week 14, which is usually the first round of the playoffs in most fantasy leagues. If you started him in the playoffs last season, he is the reason that you made it to the semifinals. Last season, 2018, he also had games of 8 for 128 and 1, 8 for 180 and 2. Back in 2017, during Carr's horrid season, he had games of 11 for 210 and 2, 3 for 115 and 1. In 2016, he went 6 for 137, 6 for 138 and 1, 10 for 129, 12 for 173 and 1, and then even as a rookie, he had games of 7 for 109 and 1, 8 for 134, 5 for 133 and 1, 7 for 88 and 1, 7 for 115, 6 for 120 and 2. These are all week-winning performances. Amari Cooper has shown throughout his first 4 seasons that he can single-handedly win. All right, let's go ahead and get to the rebuttal. Mike, take it away.
Look, I love Amari Cooper. He's actually trending upwards. But this guy has missed about 200 catches and 465 opportunities. 200 times this guy has missed the football. So I don't know if his opportunity is sitting much better with Dak Prescott, who is still, I mean, if we're being honest about it, still has yet to prove himself out there on the football field. He's very young. He's doesn't have Zeke quite possibly this year. And that's going to be huge, huge on that offense because we saw what happens when you don't have Zeke on the field. I mean, now he has Dak Prescott throwing to him, which doesn't necessarily hurt his value for me. But at the same time, I just wonder about his consistency. And you're going to notice something I'm going to talk about in this, both of these arguments, is consistency. When you've got a guy who missed almost 50% of his catches 3 years ago, which, right, Derek Carr had an abysmal year as well. I can't buy into it. I can see this guy doing something like a Michael Thomas, coming out there and getting you, you know, 3-4 big games like he always does, but then he just sits there quiet the other 8 weeks, and it's just completely unreliable to me. And again, without Zeke sitting out there on the field, you've got Dak that might not know what to do with that scenario because he doesn't seem to know what to do without Zeke on the field. I kind of see this offense being a real, real crud storm.
All right, let's move over to Stephon Diggs.
Okay, now we're talking about possibly one of my favorite receivers in football. I love Stephon Diggs, especially when we're talking about consistency. He might miss a couple games every season, but he, even the last 2 years, he hasn't given you less than 14. So, I mean, the guy's out there almost every single week. They even run the football with this guy on that offense. He had 18 rushes over the past couple of years with 98 yards. He's just a guy that they want to get involved on this offense. And this offense is high octane with a pretty amazing veteran quarterback in Kirk Cousins. So you've got all these things to create the recipe for a great guy. He gets out there. He always gets you about 10 points almost every single week. You can almost set your clock to it in PPR format. He might not be like the feeling guy that gives you those 33, 35s, huge games, but when he does put him up, he puts up the 17 to 25 range. Just a good, consistent receiver. I know that there's a lot of mouths to feed, but this guy just put up his first 1,000-yard season last year. And almost the past 3 years, he's almost had that. 150 off in one and about 70 off in the other. So I really honestly feel like I like Diggs even over Thielen because he's the guy that can get you out there, do the things you need him to do. He's gotten, over the past 5 years, he's gotten, or I guess this is his fifth year, so over the past 4 years, he's had 440 attempts and 302 catches. So that's pretty consistent right there, 3,400 yards and 24 touchdowns. So that's not bad, and that's 55 games, and 48 of those games he started. So he's the guy you're going to want to get out there. You got Minnesota, if they can stay at full strength, they're going to be a very tough team to stop. And it looks like Cooks is good to go. Looks like everybody on that team is good to go. You're going to see huge explosions of offense. That defense is solid. He's going to be on a team.
So the first thing I'm going to say against Stephon Diggs is about his injury history. In his four seasons, he's never played a full 16 games. Granted, they weren't where they haven't been season-ending injuries, but he still misses a couple games each season. Now, he was awesome in PPR last season. I'll grant you that. 102 for 1,021 yards and 9 touchdowns is phenomenal. I actually do love Stephon Diggs. I live in Minnesota now, and the Vikings have become my second favorite team after the Colts, but there's no doubt about his missing games. Last season, also, he had his lowest yards per reception with 10.0 yards per catch. In fact, his career yards per catch is only 11.6 compared to Amari Cooper's 14.1. And then there's also the fact that Mike McCarthy has publicly stated multiple times that he wants the Vikings to be a running football team. They don't want to pass it all the time. They don't necessarily want the ball to be involved in Kirk Cousins or to be in Kirk Cousins' hands every play. They want Dalvin Cook to be much more involved. That could potentially take those 149 targets that Diggs got last season and cut him down. Now, I know a lot of the time when we hear coaches say something, we can just go, oh, it's just coach speak. But when he's stated it multiple times and including in the season that they wanted to be a running football team, I don't think that's something that we can take lightly. Okay, let's go ahead and take this into our final thoughts. Let's go back to Amari Cooper here. So, like we both said, there's a big knock that he's been inconsistent. I get that. Most of his monster performances were followed by a dud. I'll cede that point for sure. But there's no denying that he was much more consistent as a Cowboy than he was as a Raider. In his first six games with the Cowboys, five of them were great. You know, 5 for 58 and 1 to start his Cowboys career, 6 for 75, 8 for 180 and 2, 8 for 76, and then the big game, 10 for 217 and 3. If you were on the cusp of making the playoffs in the middle of the season and you were playing Amari Cooper, he was a big reason that you got into the playoffs at all. With the Cowboys last season, in those 9 games, he had 76 targets, 53 catches, and 725 yards and 6 touchdowns. That's a season-long pace of 94 catches, 1,289 yards, and 10 touchdowns. That would have been 10th in catches, 10th in yards, and tied for 5th in touchdowns on the season. Those are great numbers for a guy being drafted at the 307. He also had a catch percentage of 70% with the Cowboys. That is great. Now let's talk about the Ezekiel Elliott holdout. Jerry Jones has actually come out and said, actually today on Monday when we're recording this, that new contracts for Zeke, Cooper, and Dak will happen. That means Zeke is going to get paid. I mean, we all knew it was going to happen, but he's going to get paid. But let's assume that he holds out. Zeke had 77 receptions last season, monster PPR performance. But if he holds out, do you think that Dak is just going to throw 77 receptions to the backup running backs? No, that won't happen. They also won't be running as much. That's great news for Amari Cooper. Less running plays and more targets available? That's only good for Cooper when it comes to his fantasy output. Sure, you can make the argument that teams will double-team Cooper more, but Amari Cooper gets double-teamed a lot as is, and he still puts up week-winning games. So let's look at a scenario. If you take a running back and a wide receiver in the first two rounds, having Amari Cooper as your wide receiver two would be super solid. So if you're in the middle rounds, if you can get a team like David Johnson and Mike Evans to start, and then take Amari Cooper in the third and, you know, some combination of Mark Ingram, Chris Carson, David Montgomery, or Derrick Henry in the fourth, that'd be a very good way to start your team.
See, and I mean, I have a lot of things that I don't like about Amari Cooper, but to argue against him for your fantasy team this year, I mean, you really can't. I really like both of these guys. That's why it's a great debate to me.
Well, plus your time for arguing against him is over.
Well, right. But I'm saying, you know, as a final thought against him, you know, the guy, he's simply amazing as a talent. And I hope to see him explode this year like he should be able to do. And he really has picked up that drop percentage. So, and
Mike's my out final here breaking thoughts, rules.
Yeah. Well, sorry, I had to. My final thoughts on Stephon Diggs, though, is like I said, I mean, this guy is probably my favorite fantasy wide receiver to own. Just because he's so consistent, I don't know. It was a tough one to me, but for me, I'm taking Stephon Diggs every time.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for this week's great debate. If you like what you hear, please go to iTunes or Google Play, drop us a 5-star rating, and leave us a nice review. That truly does help out the show. You can also find us on Spotify, Stitcher, basically any podcast app. You can follow us on Twitter at Sleeperwire Show. Mike is on there at DirtyJobs21, and I'm on there at Prof_ChrisSW. And you can also find us on the Sleeper app at Dirty Jobs and Professor Chris. Mike, thank you so much for joining me this week. Everybody else, thanks for listening. We'll catch you guys next time.